Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Another hope made of another show.
Well, here I go again, informing you about some theater news, alerting you to what's going on virtually or live, in the case near enough to touch. And if not, well, you can always imagine. Okay, starting at the top, the singer and songwriter Sarah Bareilles, who wrote the music and lyrics for the hit Broadway musical Waitress, will return to that show from September 2nd through October 17th. Tickets are on sale now, of course, and I can only hope they'll still be offering those delicious tarts at intermission. For the younger set, the New Amsterdam Theater, usually home to Aladdin, will briefly welcome audiences back for four concerts benefiting the Actors Fund. That's at the end of this month. Disney stage alumni will be performing numbers from The Lion King, Frozen, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and others. The concert series is called Live at the New Am, and it's a soft reopening for Disney's theatrical division in New York. You might want to look into that one now, though I'll remind you again next week. Now back to grown-up material, the highly anticipated new production of Stephen Sondheim's musical Company, directed by two-time Tony Award winner Marianne Elliott, and starring Tony and Grammy Award winner Katrina Link as Bobby, a part usually played by a man, of course, is set to open a bit earlier than scheduled. Tickets are on sale now, and here's another story that made some news this week, one that I predict may never happen. Bill Condon has officially been signed to direct an upcoming remake of Guys and Dolls. Now, Condon is best known for directing the film adaptation of Dreamgirls many years ago, also co-writing the Academy Award-winning film adaptation of Chicago. Well, let's hope I'm wrong, but it does seem like a long shot for so many reasons. Do we really need another Guys and Dolls? Who knows? Now, one man who has done pretty well transferring from stage to screen, and then some, is, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda. The most recent version of the New York Times virtual series called Off Stage features an interview with Miranda, done from the dramatist bookstore, which he essentially saved from extinction. He breaks down his pandemic period. He was 8 days into directing his first film when all shut down. So he used the time to write songs for various projects. He pushed up the Hamilton release on Disney Plus, and he pushed back In the Heights in the film, in the theaters. Like the rest of us, he's eager for the fall Broadway openings, and as he says, we'll find out what the new normal looks like. That offstage hour also introduces us to the director and adapter of Merry Wives, which is a first in-person public theater Shakespeare in the Park production of the season. They also preview a scene from this version of the two wives planning revenge on the man, a guy named Falstaff, who has sent them similar love letters. This version is set in South Harlem. We also get a peek of Mrs. Doubtfire, which had just started previews when all went down. Danny Burstein welcomes us back to Moulin Rouge and more. If you missed it, you can watch Offstage via the New York Times site. Now, moving on, there's Notes on Grief, which is an adaptation of the fine writer Chimamanda Adichie's essay about her father's sudden death. Audience members lucky enough to be in Manchester, as in England, can see it in real life through July 17th. The rest of us can watch from home from July 15th through the 18th. That's through mif.co.uk. Now, back in New York City, the Park Avenue Armory continues with a legitimate hit, the new one-woman play, Enemy of the People. This is Henrik Ibsen's interactive examination of democracy, and it stars Emmy Award winner Anne Dowd. You'll probably recognize her cameo. Only about 20 more chances left to see Enemy of the People and get to today's tickets for this live offering. Now, Ibsen is not for everyone, of course, and neither is Wallace Shawn. But now two of his works, Grasses and The Designated Mourner, are being rethought for the ear by the director and longtime Shawn collaborator, Andre Gregory. The music and sound effects help establish the surreal, foreboding mood. Even the play's length, both of them are long, are turned to good effect in a format that allows you to serialize the experience. Well, where would we be without podcast today? Again, that's The Designated Mourner and Grasses of a Thousand Colors. It can be found on most podcast platforms. For you puppet lovers, and yes, there seem to be many, no puppet company has announced new performance dates for the world premiere of Sloppy Bonnie, created by playwright Kristen Knight. This online experience was pre-recorded from live performances in Nashville and will be streamed via www.sloppybonnie.com all through July. And one more for Bard lovers with an unusual man behind it. Yes, you can check out Our Little Lives, Shakespeare and Me. Now, those who associate Russell Brand with excess and shock tactics may be surprised that he's now reprising a one-man show that he conceived and developed in 2018, in which he uses Shakespeare's writings to illuminate his own story. This one is up through July 14th, and that can be found live-now.com. Again, Russell Brand. You can probably find it through him. Meanwhile, in your wonderful hood, the Williamstown Theater Festival has begun the first week of performances of Celebrating the Black Radical Imagination, 9 solo plays. Every week is featuring a new trio of world premiere plays and new opportunities to celebrate the return of live theater. Availability is limited. Book your tickets now, you lucky people. Also returning, but now live in Great Barrington, is the truly excellent Eleanor by Mark St. Germain. This one stars Tony Award winner Harriet Harris as arguably our most important first lady in history. That one's set to play July 16th to August 17th. Speaking of the Barrington stage, finally, I want to alert you to what may have been my favorite virtual experience of the last 15 months. It's called Judgment Day. It starred Jason Alexander and Patti LuPone, among others. It's the debut theater work of a highly successful TV writer named Robert Hulin. It's funny, touching, and memorable. There will be another virtual offering at the end of July, and I'll discuss it a bit more next week, including thoughts from the writer and Jason Alexander. So, Jill, it seems like the hills are alive with the sound. Well, you get the idea.
And how exciting is that? The company sounds terrific. Personally, just so you know, going back to what we were talking about before, I'm really okay with a new incarnation of Guys and Dolls, whatever, a new iteration. Let's just see. Think about the number.
Yeah, it's interesting. Why now? I just wondered why now. It's been done on Broadway various times.
My theory?
Only once in the theater, I guess.
My theory. I mean, for better or for worse, my theory is bring back, and you and I talked about this during No Stage Left episode, whatever it was.
Yes.
Just bring back something entertaining. Just bring it back. You know, and I'm not saying revive it. I'm saying, hey, let's have, because we had a ton of theater that was, politically, you know, just like, let's just bring fresh. When I say fresh, there, I think now is a generation and a half that doesn't know from Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the great, it's one of my favorites, one of the great soundtracks ever, so to speak. Two great roles, and you have to assume those roles are going to be multicolored now. That's probably the why not. So you can do it. Of course, listen, we got West Side Story coming in in December. It's going to look very different. So why not Guys and Dolls? It's interesting. I don't know why he thought of that one, Bill Condon. But listen, they brought back Chicago when people had tried that for decades, and nobody could get a handle on how to do it.
But what helped, did they do it as an encore? Because that's what made Chicago. They did it as a concert, as an encore. You remember that?
That did bring it back to Broadway.
And that's what got it back.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, Guys and Dolls is forever rich and forever timely in a funny way. Maybe even more so now. You know, I wish they would put Nathan Lane in it again, but I don't think that's going to happen. No, I hope it does happen. You know, if rethinking things, the way Rob Marshall rethought Chicago to finally get it up on the screen, so why not? We'll see. Anyway, things are happening. I've got my tickets for my first show in New York, so I'll be back very soon.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.